know, it's very important that both Alito and Mercer County not be undercounted, because everything that we do where we deal with the state and the federal government depends on our census count, from our congressional representation to our share of the hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funding that come out every year. And that's not federal money, that's our money. Tax money flows out of Alito, it flows out of Mercer County every day. And Illinois income tax, federal income tax, everything from motor fuel tax on. And the portion that we get back depends on how accurately we're able to count the number of people that we have. We get it back proportionately to how many people live in this city and live in this county. So just a few people being undercounted can cost us thousands of dollars per person per year for the next 10 years until we give a count. And right now, the last check that I made, we had counted less than 70% of households had responded. So there's multiple ways people can get on and respond. There will be volunteers out in the community trying to contact the residents that have not yet responded. But you can also go right to the Census Bureau online. You can respond by the internet, so you don't have to have contact with somebody. All of the information is confidential. It's not shared with other federal agencies other than as a mass or a bulk, where they'll tell you how many people there are. But each person's individual information is used only for the census. So that's not going to any other state or federal agencies. It's not accessible to anyone otherwise. But we need to get everybody counted. So we're going to be trying to put out information. This is one of the ways that we're doing it, is by trying to get it out in the media. But we need to get everybody counted. So if they lived in your household on April 1st, they count. If your kid's going off to college this fall and they're moving someplace else, but they lived in your house on April 1st, they count. If you have had a relative or a friend, an elderly relative, a parent who is now deceased but was alive and living in your house on April 1st, they count in the census, because that's the moment in time that they want to know how many people lived in the United States.